This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
I have the privilege of working with college-age kids across the world, and it seems that in many of my conversations with these students that often the issues that they face during their transitions back to their passport country can be linked directly to how they were raised as children. You know, I suppose that MKs are not much different than other kids. Our upbringing as children do have a lasting effect on our lives as adults. There was a preacher who once confessed that before he had children, he had a number of theories on child rearing. And later, as some children came along, he quickly ran out of those theories. You know, I can sure relate to that truth. It's true that parenting is easier said than done. You know, we love to read books about parenting, listen to tapes, look at videos, and it's easy to judge what other people are doing with their own kids. But when we as parents are put under the microscope, we oftentimes don't really like what we see. To make matters worse, those of us who are involved in some type of ministry seem to have these lofty expectations placed on us and our children as to what a, quote, perfect family is to look like. Whether you're in ministry or not, parenting these days is not easy. It takes a great deal of energy, an enormous amount of patience, and for sure hours spent on our knees. Those who are in ministry, like many other parents, experience feelings of frustrations or perhaps even desperation in their attempts to raise godly children in an ungodly world. There are lots of theories out there that can be tried, and no doubt you may have a parenting philosophy that you follow. And if so, I commend you for that. I know that Sandy and I also have parenting philosophies that we believe in and that we follow. However, I've found, and maybe you have as well, that there are no surefire theories, and our kids don't come with guarantees. You know, our first son was born back in 1979, and Sandy and I were pretty young. We'd only been married about 18 months when he came along. All we really knew about raising a child was what our parents had taught us and what we watched in other people raise their own families. We picked what looked good in some families, and we tried to emulate them and do what they did. So when our second son came along about 4 years later, we were both amazed at how different they were and how our second son responded differently to some of the same philosophies that we used in raising our first son. In fact, now that our kids are grown and out of the house, I'm still amazed at how different they are. Much of what we learned as parents really comes the hard way. And for many parents, when their children are grown, you often hear them say, "If I only had it all to do over again." And for many, there are regrets. And what I hope to do in the next few sessions together with you is to not just give you theories about child rearing or parenting, but to give you some basic practical principles to live by as you strive to raise your children overseas. So where some theories may fail, maybe these basic principles can help you. One of the first principles I'd like to talk about is this one, and that is to let your children know that your marriage comes first. One of the best things that I think we ever did for our kids was to show them that as a couple, we truly loved each other. Husbands, love your wives. Our kids learned their marital skills by observing us as parents in action. And the greatest gift a father can give his child is to give his marriage the priority that God requires. As a man, I know my relationship with my wife really mirrors the relationship that I have with the Lord. If I love Christ with all my heart and my soul and my mind and my strength, and I make him a priority in my life, it seems that my relationship with my wife grows deeper as the years pass. You know, Ephesians 5:25 admonishes husbands to love our wives as Christ loved the church. And I actually think this command precedes and supersedes the command for fathers to bring our children up in the training and instruction of the Lord. When I look back on my childhood and remember the relationship that my parents had together, they truly set an example for me of what it means to love each other. I only recall once in my 18 years at home ever seeing my dad really mad at my mom. Sure, there were times that they were upset with each other, but they always worked out their differences in a loving manner. That lifestyle gave me and my sisters a sense of security in our home. You know, I can actually say that I saw Christ's love for the church expressed in the love my dad had for my mom. You know, and it still brings chills to me when I think about it. Having lived overseas for 10 years ourselves and also having been actively involved in ministry, it's so easy to allow just things to get in the way of our love for each other as couples. It might be the ministry itself that sometimes creeps in and pushes out our expressions of love. It could be a lack of spiritual and emotional development in our lives. You know, we get so busy with ministry or just living that as couples we lose the love and passion in our relationships. One area that I like to mention also is the amount of travel that many ministry fathers are involved with these days. The world is highly mobile, and for those who live overseas, I think we have our fair share of traveling. But in many families, travel is becoming a major hindrance in the love relationship between husbands and wives. And I'm not saying that you need to cut out all the travel that separates you as couples, but I would suggest that there needs to be a quality way of dealing with it. Don't allow separate travel schedules to get in the way of our loving relationships as couples. Figure out ways to express your love for your spouse even when you're apart, and let your kids see that in your marriage. You know, they need to know that even though you find yourselves apart from time to time, your love does not wilt or die, but it grows and it actually thrives. It would be good if you could sit down today and as a couple, just give yourselves a checkup on your marriage. How's it going? What is your love relationship looking like? How do you feel about each other today? Do you need to renew those wedding vows and recommit yourselves to each other? We need to remember that our kids are watching us and how we relate to each other. Let's not disappoint them. Let's show them that we really care for each other and allow our love for each other to be a high priority in our families.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.